Blog Talk Radio.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to thy Lord. Sing hallelujah to thy Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to thy Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the air to the sea, from the sun to the Lord, I lift your name on high. Praise the Lord. This is our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Easter special, and we thank God for all that he has been doing, for all the many, many miracles, signs, and wonders the Lord Jesus has been doing in our lives. And Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He died to save us from our sins, to save us from soul, to save us from the devil. The purpose of his death, he came to redeem us from all unrighteousness and translate us into the kingdom of his dear Son. It was a great salvation Jesus provided for us on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. That's what we're talking about. That's what it's all about. Anywhere he goes, he was going to Almighty Healer, Healer the leper. When the cripples saw him, they started dancing. Even today, our Lord is doing good. Anywhere he went, he was going to Almighty Healer. Healer the leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, our God was doing good. Anywhere he went, He was the winger, almighty healer. He led a leper. When a cripple saw him, they started walking. Anywhere he went, our God was doing good. Wherever he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he led a leper. When a cripple saw him, they started walking. Even today, our God is doing good. Anywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he led a leper. When the cripple saw him, they started walking. Anywhere he went, our God was doing good. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. He's a winner man, a winner man, a winner, winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man all the time. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man all the time. I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side, a winning side all the time. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. He's a winner man, a winner man, a winner, winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man all the time. He's a winner man, a winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man, a winner man, a winner man. A winner man all the time. Hallelujah. Jesus is a winner man. He was born to win. He was born to rule. He shall save his people from their sins. That's what his prophet said about him. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from sin. And the word save is translated in the Hebrew, zozo, which means to be delivered, to be preserved, to be healed, to be blessed. The Zozo kind of life, the God kind of life. Jesus came to save us. His name, Jesus, means he has come to save his people. He is the Savior. Jesus has come to save you and I, that we might have eternal life, that we might have everlasting life. Today, I'm reading quickly as our text, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. It says, he spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus quelled principalities and powers. Another translation says he paralyzed principalities and powers. Then another translation says he nullified principalities and powers. That was exactly what Jesus did on Calvary tree when he dealt a big blow to the devil's kingdom. He paralyzed the works of the devil. He paralyzed the works of Satan. He paralyzed. He frustrated them. They thought they had the victory when they nailed him to the cross. They thought they had won, not knowing that God had a better plan. That killing of Jesus was the stepping stone to our salvation today. It's just like the story of Joseph. Joseph was betrayed, was sold for 30 pieces of silver, the same way Jesus was betrayed by Judas Iscariot for 30 pieces of silver. And they thought they had him, they have destroyed his destiny by selling him, not knowing that they were only helping him get into destiny. Today, your enemy might have plotted evil against you. Your enemy may have thought he got you. But I got good news for you. What the devil plotted for evil, God can make it a stepping stone for your progress. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that are in Christ Jesus. All things shall work together for good for you right now in the name of Jesus. He triumphed over his enemies. Jesus triumphed over Satan, over demons, over principalities and powers, over spiritual wickedness in high places. No wonder in Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. See? Nothing shall by any means hurt you, because Jesus has given us power. He has anointed us with power, the Holy Ghost power, the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. For God was with him. That is Acts chapter 10, verse 38. What a great story. A great story, man, to leave this world and follow Christ and to be a friend with our Lord Jesus. What a great story, great story. What a privilege, man, to leave this world and follow Christ and to make a friend with our Lord Jesus. What a great story, great story. What a great story, man, to leave this world and follow Christ and to make a friend with our Lord Jesus. What a great story, great story. What a privilege, man, to leave this world and follow Christ and to make a friend with our Lord Jesus. What a great story, great story. It's a great story, the old, old story. The story of salvation, the story of deliverance. The story of the great thing Jesus accomplished for us on Calvary's tree. He is our great Savior. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He took your place, he took my place, that we might have eternal life. He was accused. They said he blasphemed against God. He was talking about himself. He was referring to himself, but he said he blasphemed. And they told lies against him. They hated him for no cause, and then they had to crucify him. They said, crucify him, crucify him. We don't want him to live. Well, all that was done for the whole world to be saved. They accepted Barabbas, and then the Barabbas the thief. That's why there's so much stealing in the world today. The world, they love darkness more than light. Jesus is the light of the world. Today, we need to receive him as our Lord and personal Savior, because he has done so much for you that you might have eternal life. No other love can any man show except this love, great love of God. And after he resurrected, he spent another 40 days here on earth. He was on earth for another 40 days. And during these 40 days, he appeared to the disciples. He appeared to several of them who were his disciples, then appeared to them, and he blessed them and gave them a commission to continue the work of the Lord. There was a powerful statement he made in Luke 10, in Luke 10:49. He says, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." We got to tarry in Jerusalem, wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. The Father has promised to send the Holy Ghost. Now I go to the Father. You got to stay in Jerusalem and be endued with power from on high. The power to do the work of God. The power to preach the gospel. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Luke gospel chapter 24, verse 49. It says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." See, these were his last statements before he ascended. He got to tarry in Jerusalem. The disciples had to wait for the promise of the Father, for the Holy Ghost to fill them before they started doing the work of the Lord. You can't do the work of God without the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8, it says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." You cannot just preach. You need to have the power of the Holy Spirit so that your preaching will be effective. You can't even do the work of God without the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said in Luke 24:49 that the disciples should tarry in Jerusalem till they be endued with power from on high, power of the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came after the 120 believers had been in the upper room praying and waiting for the promise of the Father. And so in Acts chapter 2, we had the Pentecost, because Jesus had gone to heaven on ascension, and he had gone to release the Holy Spirit. The Father had to send the Spirit. The Comforter had to come and replace Jesus and continue the work of Jesus on earth in the form of the Holy Spirit. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? A lot of folks have not received the Holy Spirit. They are just doing their own thing. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. The Holy Spirit empowers you, anoints you, and it gives you strength to do great things for God in the name of Jesus. Today we're going to draw the curtain here, and I want you to know that Jesus is Lord. I want to pray with you right now. Holy Spirit, bless your people who have heard your word. Let your word be meaningful to them. Let your word have a place in their lives, and let them be doers of your words and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus, Lord, reach out to your people right now and bless them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let your anointing flow to save, to heal, and to deliver. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to feel free to email us, ourmiraclestv@juno.com or ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. And you can call us on 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899. Also, we want you to sow a special resurrection power seed this period of Easter, anytime between now and the end of April. We want as many of you to sow a special seed faith offering, thanking God for what he did for you on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. And so many of you have been giving before, but you still have to give now. especially to this ministry. We want to buy equipment, we want to do crusades, seminars, conferences, revival meetings, and we're getting ready for that right now. We need support from you people to continue the work of God. Whatever you give now is welcome for the preaching of the gospel. You make it to Jesus Christ Global Mission, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Jesus Christ Global Mission, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. You can send us a check or money order made to Jesus Christ Global Mission and mail it to Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. The Lord will bless you as you do this. I reward you for supporting the work of God. Send us your prayer request also. We shall be praying for you. And we know that God will reward you abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, bless everyone who is going to sow this seed faith, resurrection power seed faith, for their finances to resurrect, for their businesses and their families, their homes be restored, and everything be in place. Lord, as a soul, Lord Almighty, give them the reward of sowing. Your word says that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Say, Holy Spirit, bless them as they give right now. In Jesus' name, amen.